Why won't you tell me anything about her? You're dying anyway. What would it hurt to finally tell me the truth?
No.
I deserve to know. She's my aunt. And after you're gone, I'll have no one left. Nothing left except memories. Give me that at least. Tell me your happiest memory of Aunt Agatha.
No.
Then tell me how she died. Because I know that newspaper obituary is a lie. In a traffic accident. But there's no stories about any fatal accidents. There is no way that newspaper wouldn't have reported on a young woman dying in a wreck. Fine. How about this? I guess, and you just nod if I'm right. No one tries to keep someone a secret unless they did something wrong or it's just too painful to remember. If she did something wrong, there would have been a story in a paper somewhere about that. And neither me nor the librarian could find anything but her obituary, so I'm gonna guess her death was painful. But if she were murdered, there'd be a story about that too. Oh, suicide?
Leave it alone.
I'm right, aren't I?
No.
You know, when you die, you won't be able to stop me from finding the truth. Please, don't let my last memory of you be like this.
Murder.
Thank you.
Welcome, dear listeners. If you prefer an ad-free experience, be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted. You can also purchase an ad-free episode or season pass via the Apollo Podcasts app. Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I think they're gone. We should get out of here while they're still distracted.
Probably, but I'm not comfortable with only two of us being able to defend the group. We've got to find a way to get August out of here. A cart, maybe?
Pops!
Hey, Pops, I'm here. You took a pretty hard hit. I'd like to check you for a concussion. As best as I can, anyway. Is that okay?
Hit? What happened?
Rhonda hit you. She's infected.
Oh. Yeah. Is she here?
No. She ran off.
Pops, I really need to check you out.
Okay.
I'm just going to take a look at your eyes. The light's going to be bright, so it won't be comfortable. But if you feel any sharp pains, tell me.
Okay. Oh. sharp pain in my head.
Okay, we're all done. Your pupils are equally reactive, so that's great news. It means you most likely don't have a brain bleed. At least not one that requires emergency care. But the pain means you probably have a concussion. Can the frizzled hen help with that?
A little. Technically, he only got hit as hard as he did because Vondel was strengthened by the book.
You mentioned that before. What book?
Yeah, I am way out of the loop on that. And a lot of things about this town, apparently. Not a great feeling when you're the fucking deputy.
Sorry, Andre. We tend to keep it on a need-to-know basis. But I suppose now you need to know. There's a book bound in human flesh that houses a demon. That's what's causing all of this, and why the frizzled hen is so important. It's what helped keep Ethan alive longer.
And is keeping August from getting infected. It's not powerful enough to fully heal damage, but it slows it down and starts the healing process.
Will more hands speed up the healing? Get his brain working like normal, sooner?
Yeah, to a degree. Oh, make us all a good, tall glass. We're gonna need it. The bodies at the morgue, they're... What's the word?
Reanimated? Yeah. We figured. While you were out, we were talking about next steps. A mob's been outside all night trying to get in here. They just got quiet a couple of minutes ago, so we need to get out of here while we still can to grab some supplies and get to the church.
The church? What for?
I'll explain in a minute. For now, let's all have a drink, pack up everything we need, and head out before they decide to come back. August. Hank didn't make it.
What happened? I told him not to leave the bar.
He didn't. Karen killed him. Back in the office.
What? How did she even get in here?
Dawn showed up with her body just after you left when he... he accused me of murder and Andre of not doing his job. That's when he and Rhonda and some other people rounded us up and left her body here.
So when the rain woke her up, she killed him. But why?
The book probably wanted him dead because he was onto something with his research. Jim is combing through it. She found a cave system underground that the book probably used to infect the drinking water. We need more information, but I'd bet everything I own that the cave is key to his plan somehow.
Okay, so back to my question. What does the church have to do with any of this?
It's how we get to the cave.
We also need to stop by my shop for some supplies. And for Aunt Lucy's research to see if we can figure out how to cure Rhonda and the other afflicted.
Well, let's drink up and get out of here.
To fighting evil!
Slowly, remember? That's how I said I'd kill you.
What are you doing, Dana? Shoot her!
Oh, she won't do that. Will you, Dana? I believe your direct orders were study them alive.
Alive doesn't mean unharmed.
Cute. Admirable, even. Most people would drop like a rock with a 45 to the knee. But I am not most people.
Dana! ¿Qué mierda estás haciendo? Kill her before she kills me!
Jesus! Are you slow or something?
No. I just missed your spinal cord. Kinda hard to remove bullets from your back, huh? Especially when they're between your shoulder pads. And judging by how your knee has begun to heal, I'd say those bullets have to be out before that process can begin. Which means you can't walk until that bullet is out of your spine. Help me get her back to the lab room. Maria!
There. Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. Okay. Do you have any restraints? We're gonna need to tie her down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'll be right back.
You do know you and your little girlfriend are dead, right? You have no idea what you're messing with. You think you do, but you're wrong.
You should have killed her. I knew that mierda about protecting me was another lie.
It wasn't. You're not hurt, are you?
Fine. I guess we may as well study her now that you have a live one.
We need to secure her head, too. I don't want to have to dodge her teeth. Down, Rhonda.
Here you go.
Rhonda, you're right. I don't know what I'm messing with. You are going to help us figure that out.
As much as I hate it, I think it's best if we split up so we can get everything done as quickly as we can. Since August is still hurt, I'll stick with him. Mama Cherry and Gemma should pair up, and Kaylee should come with August and I. Anyone opposed to that?
Nope.
Sounds good.
Good. Thanks for finding the wheelbarrow, Kelly. I'm glad we don't have to leave Hank behind. Or Bubbles.
Me too. What about contacting each other? The phone lines are dead, but we won't be too far from each other after we split up. Do we need code words if we need help or anything like that?
It's best we stay as quiet as possible. We don't want to draw the attention of the mob or let them know what we're doing. And I definitely don't like the sound of those howls. Or the birds that seem intent on following us. We'll just have to hope each group is capable of handling whatever comes their way.
I'll probably get some sort of sign there's trouble. It's better than nothing.
Good. Okay, I know we checked in the bar, but double check your guns have a bullet chambered, the safety is off, and you're full. We probably won't have time to do either if something or someone attacks us. Just keep your finger off the trigger and only point at something you want to kill, and we'll be fine. Any questions?
No. Got it.
No.
Not gonna lie, I get the feeling those birds are spying on us.
Oh, they definitely are.
Then we stay quiet. We've already figured out who's going where and what our missions are. We can do another info dump at our destination.
Oh no, run!
There's no way we're going to be able to examine her properly if we don't sedate her.
Sedating her will interfere with our study.
With your study. I still think we should kill her. As long as she's alive, we're both in danger.
Kill me or don't, you'll still be in danger. I told you, you have no idea what you've gotten yourselves into. You're already dead. No! Stay away from me! Don't give me that! Why won't you help me? How am I supposed to get my son back if you won't?
Get her son back?
Delirium from the infection? Maybe?
Maybe. But if this bacteria can raise the dead, why not her son too?
Okay, pero who was she talking to? People don't talk to germs, even if those germs are helping them.
The book. Oh, she had to be talking to the book.
What book? What book?
The supernatural phenomena I told you about? There's a book. Bound in human flesh. It's always found at these locations. And it's been here, in Gunaway, since 1995.
So you think she was having a conversation with a book?
Well, yes. But we're pretty sure the book has some level of sentience. We've seen it change weather patterns, cause plane crashes and assassinations. It's not an ordinary book.
Fantastico. This just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Do you think we'd still be in danger even if we kill her?
We were in danger the moment I told you who I really was.
Ay, por Dios. I don't mean from the government. I mean from all of this.
If she really was talking to the book, and if we're right about the book having consciousness, then it doesn't matter if she dies or not. Ugh! She can't be the only one who can communicate with it. It's likely anyone infected can to some degree. Even Mr. Formerly Walking Dead over here probably could. In which case, the moment we brought him here, we drew the book to us.
Sounds like we better get to work figuring out how to stop all of this. Great. What is happening to her?
Just get inside the shop. Don't waste the ammo.
I've got heavy bubbles!
Everybody good?
What the fuck was that?
A book probably infected the birds somehow. And it doesn't take a genius to see that the five of us are working together to stop it. So it made the birds attack us.
Okay, but why did they just stop once we got on the porch?
Because the shop and the land it's on is protected. Basically, the book and anything infected by the book has no power here.
Is there like a portable type of protection that can do the same?
Kind of. I can make mojo bags, but they take a few days to be fully effective. The best I can do right away is decrease its power against us. Best case, I'd need 9 days to fully protect us all. But first, I'd have to figure out how the book has gained more power this time around.
Exactly. Cherry and I should have been immune to anything with the mojo bags we carry. But at best, it's only kept us from being seriously injured or killed.
Why didn't Ethan and Rhonda have them too? Or me for that matter?
Rhonda and Ethan did. But I think Rhonda stopped wearing hers when Jackson died. She said to me not long after we buried him that they were useless because he wouldn't be in the ground if they worked. But mojo bags aren't foolproof, and they definitely don't protect much against mundane things. Just magical. As for Ethan, either Rhonda told him how she felt about the bags and he stopped wearing his, or he forgot it when she stopped reminding him. Or he showed it to someone. Anyone sees your mojo bag, it loses all its power.
But you never even asked me!
You don't remember. You wore one when you were little. When you got older and we started trying to teach you about hoodoo, you rebuked all of it, stopped wearing the bag, and it doesn't work if you don't believe it will work.
I'm sorry. I do believe now.
Well, let's start with making you all mojo bags. We don't know how long this will last, but the bags in Hin are better than no protection at all. And the book can't hear us in here, so let's figure out next steps. How do we get past those birds? And whatever else the book might throw our way. It's what? 4 blocks to the church? That's a long walk when you're under attack.
Well, we originally planned to split up. I say we stay the course. Soon as the bags are done, me, Andre, and Kelly head to the church. You and Gemma stay here to get what you need. Divide their army, and we have less to fight.
I'll add some lodestone powder to the bags. It'll hide us a bit, kind of like camouflage. We can still be seen, but won't be instantly recognizable. Okay, a bag for each of us. You'll each tie your own bags with this ribbon. Blow into them and say a few words, a prayer for protection, or whatever works in your faith, as long as it's something you believe in. Hide them in your waist or under your shirt so they can't be seen.
Okay. Andre, Kelly, you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oakley doakley.
Good luck, ladies. See you at the church. Be safe.
How is she sleeping through this?
I gave her 10 times the dose for a person her size. I'm surprised she's not dead.
You tried to kill her?
You wouldn't do it. Besides, it doesn't matter because it's a good thing I did. Even someone not infected would have woken up with a standard dose if they were in this kind of pain. Probably examine her before she regains consciousness. Can you take a blood sample while I do the physical exam?
Phlebotomy kit?
Third drawer from the top all the way to the right.
Think we should do a headlock?
Good call. Having her set up for an IV will allow us to administer sedatives more quickly and antibiotics, not to mention regular blood draws, without having to stick her each time, risking waking her and dying. Bien. Okay, hair and scalp appear normal. Both the pupils and the sclera are green. Pinpoint pupils unresponsive to light. Gums and saliva are tinted blue, along with some staining on the teeth. Pretty much what a severe cyanobacteria infection could theoretically do.
What are you doing?
Relax. I'm not cutting her open or slitting her throat, as much as I probably should. I'm just using the scalpel for fingernail scrapings. She's got some substance under them and some skin.
What do you think it could be?
Me there. It's got gold flecking in it. The texture of an algae. The skin looks like it's from a black person, but there's Caucasian skin in there as well. I'll check them under the scope later.
Heplock is in. I got a blue, green, gold, and purple top for blood tests. You want any others?
Okay, a ver. That covers a tox screen, standard blood panel, immunology, and we can see if this bacteria is causing ammonia poisoning. That would explain the neuro symptoms. Add a red and yellow so we can examine her blood chemistry and DNA, assuming we live long enough to get power back to use the equipment.
On it.
I think I'll be one of the bullets. I want to examine her healing. Dana? Do you see? Check her eyes.
I can't believe this is working. It's like they can't find us.
It won't last long. Cherry was right that it's like camo, but think of it more like that deal that sun is used. Works great for a while, but dissipates.
Any idea how long we have before they see us?
To be honest, I'm surprised they don't already. I think the hen might have enhanced it somehow.
Why aren't they coming down? Do they know they can't hurt us or something?
Oh, they can hurt us. Nah, they're up to something.
Kelly, get your gun ready. We'll both face away from August. August, stay between us.
Why? What do you see?
Nothing. Just an instinct. I think they're sending something after us.
You're right. Look.
Her eyes? Why? What are you...
Now, Dana.
They're still green.
Her pupils.
Oh, dilated. Is she waking up?
I don't think so. But she is communicating somehow. Look at her stomach.
It's pulsing.
Yes, and...
Shh, listen.
What?
It's Morse code. SOS. She is communicating, but how did you get that from these pulses in her stomach?
We need to sedate her more, because it's Morse too. All I got was C, and I think O.
Why did you sedate her? We could have gotten some sense of who or what she was communicating with. Got another piece of the puzzle.
You said it yourself. SOS. She was sending out a call for help. That's the last thing we need. We had to shut it down.
Okay. Yeah. We need to be ready to leave.
Yeah, let me take out this bullet. A spinal tap would be good too. I'm going to have to remove one of the arm restraints.
Good call. This is probably as asleep as she's gonna get. I'll do a blood culture too.
Okay, steady with her. Going to stick her for the spinal.
What did you do?
Nothing! Her bones are breaking spontaneously and then healing rapidly. If she were sprouting fur, I'd make a werewolf joke.
Oh god. Oh no. Shit!
What? What's wrong?
Look at her hands.
Santa Maria. She's growing. Claws.
Got everything on your list?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, I just hope it's enough. We're gonna have to move quick. I need to be able to use the gun, so you're gonna have to pull that wagon. You okay with that?
Gotta be. Ready?
Let's go. How long we have until they can spot us. So let's be as...
Shit, what do we do? We need to help them, but what if the noise we make brings more to them?
I've got the shotgun. It's better against birds. We've got to get to them as quick as we can.
Go, go, go!
Thank God. We need to get moving. Now!
Is that it?
A human with a snout and tusks and hooves? Yeah.
What the...
Jerry, you have any more shells?
Yeah. I'm gonna need someone else to load them, though. Might need someone else to use the damn gun. My hands are locking up.
I got it.
No, Pops. The recoil could cause more injury to your brain. And if you got a fried vessel, it could trigger an aneurysm.
I'll carry it.
Oh, Jesus. She... It... is still alive.
No, no, no. Wait.
What?
We can use it to figure out what might cure people. Maybe even beat this thing.
Jerry's right. Let's get to the church before more spies head our way. We can set up some traps or something there and see what else we can capture.
What about Hank and Bubbles?
I can push. I'm not completely useless.
I didn't mean...
I know, Kelly. I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself. Well, my body.
Let's go. Something isn't right.
He's right. Something is very, very wrong.
Is she a werewolf? No. Those look like bear claws. And it's not a full transformation. Not like the movies, anyway. She doesn't have fur. And she still mostly looks human. Just bigger.
I... No. No, para mierda. I'm not doing this. Fuck this town. Fuck this situation. And fuck you also. You do what you want with her. I'm leaving.
Maria, no. Look, let's pack all this up, grab my scope, and get out of here. Find a safe place to hole up and see what we can learn. This town needs you. Or it's gonna lose half of its remaining population.
Dana, she is a fucking werewolf. Werebear. Whatever, lo que sea. I don't know how to cure that. No one does.
I believe you are something that belongs to me.
What are you doing? What are you giving her? Stay behind me. Hand on my back at all times. Do what I say, when I say, and we will be fine. The back door is down the hall to the left.
Yes.
Run.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars...
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry.
Christian Young as August Caldwell.
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce.
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell.
Cass Minter as Kelly.
Kim Gasil as Rhonda Caldwell.
Elena Fernandez Collins as Maria Torres.
Ivy Lee as Dana Griggs.
Amanda Hubbard as Becky Harrison.
Jen Zink as Becky's mom.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. This episode was sponsored in part by Harmony Obeso. Special thanks to Kalita Caldwell for medical consultation. If you're enjoying Afflicted, please consider contributing to help us pay our amazing cast and crew for season 2. You can join our descendants on Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted to enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, and access to the show's Discord server. If you prefer a one-time purchase, you can buy a season or episode pass via the Apollo Podcasts app for early access and ad-free episodes. Season pass holders will also receive access to our exclusive Discord server. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted-branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotikan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotikan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a preview of our next episode.
They're not attacking because they know they can't win.
The church is protected, so the book itself can't get in here.
If you leave this town, you are dead.
How do we make this work without her? She was the key!
I'm sorry, you... what?
And now a treat for listening until the very end. Alfred Hitchcock's 1963 film, The Birds, was inspired by a true case of a mass bird attack that descended on Capitola, California, on August 18, 1961. The residents described hours of the birds, called sooty shearwaters, crashing into cars and dive-bombing citizens. The cause of the attack has subsequently been attributed to a neurotoxic algae that infected the birds' food source, shellfish.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary, I just... don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we need.
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit!
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop! Stop!
Oh god! I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.